A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, June the 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the World Environment Day, which is commemorated worldwide and in the country today. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what came out of a meeting held in France, Paris, to discuss the adoption of the first global treaty to curb plastic pollution by next year. After a rocky start to a week of negotiations, around 180 countries agreed to develop a first draft by November of what could become the first global treaty to curb plastic pollution by the end of next year. Country delegates, NGOs and industry representatives gathered in Paris this week for the second round of talks towards a legally binding act to hold the explosion of plastic waste that harms the environment from its carbon-intensive production to its end life in dumps, landfills, shorelines and oceans. Addressing delegates at the meeting, UNEP Chair Gustavo Meza Quadra Lelas Vanquez said he was hopeful that there would be the development of zero draft with support from the Secretariat.
May I therefore take it that the committee wishes to adopt the draft report? I see no objection. It is so decided.
Okay. That there was UNEP Chair Gustavo Meza Quadra Velasquez speaking in France. A representative from Ghana who spoke on behalf of a group of African states at the meeting said he appreciated the constructive engagement in the negotiations towards the development of an international legally binding instrument to end plastic pollution. Let's hear what he had to say.
We look forward to their ongoing support in the upcoming INC3 to ensure that we do not lose momentum and that work can progress in a seamless manner, appreciating that there is a lot of work ahead. To the rest of the delegates, the Africa Group appreciates your constructive engagement in the negotiations towards development of an international legally binding instrument to end plastic pollution.
And now back to our main topic. The country joined in the world in commemorating World Environmental Day, which is observed on June 5 annually at an event held in Harare today. The event led by the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, was first celebrated on 5th of June 1973, and this year marks its 50th anniversary. This year's theme is Solutions to Plastic Pollution under the campaign Beat Plastic Pollution, encouraging worldwide activism. At the time the world is commemorating World Environmental Day, Zimpark says climate change has led to an increase in human-wildlife conflict in some parts of the country. The spokesperson of Zimparks, Mr. Tinashe Farao, speaks about some of the efforts his organization is taking to ensure that they lessen the effects of wildlife human conflict.
Tine urongwa wakawanda watinoita sebazi kusanganisira kuchera migodi kuti tuwanise kuwana mvura. Tine mungwa urongwa watinoita nevagari kuti vagari vakwanise kurima zvirimwa zvisingaiti kuti zvinokwezva muka. Kana varima zvinhu zvakaita semhiripiri inova dzowa dziri mhiripiri. Tokwanisa kugadzira zvidhina zvemhiripiri neatingatiwo tutambo tunoita kuti tidzinge nzou dzedu. Tine zvatinoita zvakare atingatiwo pachirungu maboma, matanga anenge akagadzirwa anofamba ekuti kuitira kuti mombe kana zvipfuwo zvisaparadzwe neshumba.
That there was the spokesperson of Zimparks, Mr. Tinashe Farao in Harare. Mushare Cecilia Murembo vanoti vari kushandisa maplastic anenge araswa mukugadzira zvinhu zviri kuwanisa cheruviri. Let's hear what she had to say.
Maplastic vanhu vazhinji vanogona kuona kunge asina kukosha asi akakosha zvizhinji nokuti maplastic kunyanya ezvigubhu zvezvima mirinda mapepsi mukwanisa kutomashandisa kubika kobra guys totomashandisawo tichibika kobra and kobra iyoyo kutotengesera kune vanhu vachine mafloors anenge achida kutozorwa kobra saka maplastiki iwawo kunyanya ezvigubhu anokwanisa kutoti unotoita mari uchimashandisa kugadzira kobra yekuti unotozotengesa kana kuzora kobra yacho mumba mako kambika makobra aya tokwanisa kutotatengesa paya tokwanisa kutozobhadhara mari dzemarendhausi kana kubhadhara vana mari dzemaschool fees dzechikoro bcause kobra chitori chinhu chine mari kutengesa kobra kune mari kuriko kwakatowanda kokuti vanhu vasati vaane matiles vachiri kushandisa mafloors anotoda makobra saka vanhu vavo vachiri kuida zvizhinji vari kutenga zvakanyanya
avo vanga vari muzvare Silia Murembo vachitaura pamusoro pezvavari kuita zviri kuvawanisa cheruviri. Some dairy farmers in the country are also partnering with organizations such as the Dairy Processors Association of Zimbabwe in adopting in energy efficient ways to carry out their trade. Tendai Marecha speaks about how her organization is helping dairy farmers to mitigate climate change.
MuZimbabwe takatora danho rekuti tivandudze mombe dzedu dzanga dzichimbotipa ma 1 liter 2 liters per cow per day asi tadzivandudza iko zvino takusvika kuma 18 liters per cow per day zvichireva kuti tiri kuwana mukaka wakawanda kubva pamombe shoma through cross nekuti takuvandudza nemaburu tine program yatiri kutenga mabhuru emugaba ari kubva kwese kunyika dzakasiyana uku kunonyatsobridwa mombe chaidzo dzinotipa mukaka wakawanda mombe idzodzo dzaberekwa muno tiri kuti mabhuru aya auya takuitawo program yeartificial insemination iri kutibatsira kuti munhu wese awane agone kushandisa mabhuru akanaka nyange iro bhuru rinotsika risipo mhou dzedu tiri kuedza kuti dzikavandudzwa dzikatipa mukaka wakati wandei pamhou imwe neimwe ndove yatinozoburitsa pamhou idzodzo tikazoida kuiti tione kuti saka lita rimwe chete remukaka ratiburitsira ndove yakawanda sei tinoona kuti lita remukaka riri kutiburitsira ndove shoma zvinozobva zvareva kuti kunyange iyo carbon footprint.
That was the Secretary of Dairy Processors Association of Zimbabwe, Tendai Marecha, in Bulawayo. Dairy farmer Agnes Kwenda says she is using cattle dung to make biogas as a way of mitigating climate change. Let's hear what she had to say.
Yes, ndove yaitwa nemombe iri kushanda imari iyoyo pachayo tinotora ndove yedu toisa mune chinonzi chibiodigester chobika ndove iyoyo kobuda gasi gasi iroro ndo rinobikiswa pano papurazi chikafu chese chinodyiwa panapa vakomana vangu vapedza kukama mombe havandotsvagi miti yekutema kana kuti huni vanotingondozvibikira negasi ravo zvakanakanaka vatori kutaundi kudarika vane zesa panguva dzinoidzi nenyaya yekuti isusu tiri kushandisa zvese ndove yese iri kupinda mubiodigester kana yabuda mubiodigester muyamuya yakutoenda mumunda handimaona kuti tine purazi rakanaka sei pachomori yedu iri kumusoroko saka zvese tinoshandisa vari kunyanyisa kutokanganisa nyaya yecarbon footprint pamwe mafactory aya ari kutogadzira mafertilizer munhu wese ngaite digester yake ashandise magetsi ake anowanikwa mundove yemombe iyi mombe dzichipa ndove ndove yacho yaita mafertilizer emunda medu munda medu torima tofidha mombe dzedu zvichienda zvakadaro tese tikadaro tinohwina madzimai ano tofanirwa kupinda mudherika because dheri ine zvicheche zvakawanda zvemhuru saka isusu tatojaira kuchengeta vacheche kumba chaiko chaiko saka kana taakuchengeta vacheche vemhuru tinonyatsoziva zvokuita.
That there was dairy farmer Agnes Kwenda in Bulawayo. Please stay tuned. We are going to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube. Go to VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss about World Environmental Day, we are joined by our guest. We will start off with our Skype guest, who is coming all the way from Harare, Tapua Nachi, who is an independent climate change consultant based in Harare. And I also understand we have Mr. James Mafupi, who is in Mutare. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. But we're also trying to get Ms. Poshi Andongwe from Chimanimani and Professor Johnson Masaka from the Midlands. So we'll start off with James Mafupi, who is in Mutare. Hello, Mr. Mafupi. Welcome to the program. Mr. Mafupi? I understand that we are waiting to be connected to Mr. James Mafupi. Hello, Mr. Mafupi.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to the program.
Welcome. It's Mr. Mufumi, not Mafupi.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mufumi. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Yes, tell us a little bit. You're in Mutare, where we saw the biggest disaster happening, Cyclone Idai, due to climate change. What is the situation now on the ground there in Chimanimani?
Well, I think there was a lot of effort by various stakeholders, including the international community, in terms of trying to assist people that had been affected, and as well as trying to move people, some of the people from the areas that might be prone to these disasters in the future. So I think it's a vegetable, not experienced any challenges. But of course, there are challenges to do with mining in some of those areas where the challenge of artisanal mining and cutting down of trees has also been a challenge. But in terms of the situation at the moment, we have not seen the recurring of this natural disaster that occurred. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line. Let me greet our Skype guest, Tapua Nachi in Harare. Hello, Mr. Tapua.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Marvelous Mhlanganya here ku Voice of America. Tambenge tichitaura pa Skype, but I understand the connection cut off. But imi zvakare vamwe vanoshanda nenyaya iyi yemamiriro ekunze. Munoti chii pane zviri kuitika parizvino? Tichiona kuti nhasi izuva rekurangarira nyaya yemamiriro ekunze.
No, I think it's good that the world is commemorating the World Environmental Day. Chinhu chakanaka zvikuru because at least we know we have got an environment that we need to protect. But my worry is now, as Mr. Mufumi, my counterpart, is just alluded to, that we are not prepared for...
No, capacity. I'm saying... No. Which camera?
Hello?
Taurayenyu.
Okay, I'm saying this is what Mr. Mufumi said, my colleague Mr. Mufumi said, that we really need to take care of our environment safely. And also, we also need to be prepared for the environmental catastrophes that are happening in our country. We can no longer ignore and be caught unaware, especially when it comes to tropical cyclones, which are actually affecting many challenges in COVID. I think as a country, we need to step up preparation, because I think this is becoming more like a yearly event that we know is coming, so we need to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Tombodzoka kwamuri vamufumi vari kwamutare tanzwa pane here zvanga zviri kuitika ikoko takatarisa zuva iri rekurangarira mamiriro ekunze Hello
National program yes
yeah carry on please Mr. Mfumi
okay I'm not very pleased in terms of the national programs that the government could have been doing. And there's been a lot of discussion in the civil society perspective on this day. But the focus mainly from the discussions that I've been following has been to do with the environment and how it is being impacted by mining in Zimbabwe, which is the biggest challenge. You know, as you might be aware, the shift towards the green minerals in Zimbabwe has seen a lot of devastating impact on the environment as mining companies, as artisanal miners and the generality of people try to move to try and extract this mineral. We've been seeing a lot of implications on the environment. This has been the much of the discussion in the civil society perspective that has carried much of the that has dominated much of the discussion in today's forum.
So tell us a little bit, what is coming out of these forums that you have when it comes to the issue, like you say, that mining is one of the biggest concerns that people have at the moment. What happens next?
Sorry, can you come again?
You're talking about the issues that you are discussing as civic society. So what are the recommendations that you are coming up with to mitigate what we're seeing happening, especially okay. where miners are concerned?
The recommendation was responsible mining.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what we are seeing is a lack of due processes in terms of the mining process itself. There is no respect of environmental law. Those that are accessing the license to mine are not carrying out the EIA, and the mining has moved from corporate mining, where big companies invest and they follow due process, to mining syndicate, where you have people accessing license without capacity to mine. And they invite artisanal miners in large numbers. And these artisanal miners, they just dig and access the minerals without much concern in terms of environmental security, in terms of environmental health and security issues. Those issues are not being prioritized against what our constitution is talking about under Chapter 73 in terms of exploiting the environment to sustain the people at the same time protecting that environment. So this has been the largest concern. The primary objective today in Zimbabwe is simply to extract at the expense of environmental degradation. That has been the concern. In fact, that is what is cutting across the broad spectrum of our economy today. And I noticed that the world is focusing on the plastic challenge in terms of the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest challenge that we are having in Zimbabwe, and I believe in Africa in general, is extraction, mineral extraction. The desperation that our economies are facing, especially in Zimbabwe, has made it very difficult for the politicians to try and balance environment and extraction.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not really following, they are not taking the necessary measures to ensure that issues of environmental security are prioritized.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of cutting of trees and very little towards the afforestation, which is the greatest challenge, and the pollution as well.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Mfumi, speaking to us all the way from Mutare. Let's now go to Gweru, where we have Professor Johnson Masaka at the Midlands State University. Professor, welcome to the program. Professor Masaka, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Marvelous, for bringing me onto this very important program.
Thank you so much. Today we are looking at World Environment Day. What are some of the issues that you are seeing as a professor yourself that you are discussing as being one of the most topical issues that are affecting climate change, especially in Zimbabwe and Africa?
Certainly, Marvelous. It is important that we, first of all celebrate the World Environment Day. It is also important to bring to bear the contribution of the United Nations, particularly the United Nations Conference in Stockholm of 1972, the conference that created the day that we are talking about today, in the Human Environment Conference, as it were. It's also important, Marvelous, to note that we are all basing our lives, our survivals, on the environment. The world, the environment has a limit. It is finite. And the rate at which the population is increasing today, you are thinking of this brutal fact to say the world population is going to double in the next 50 years or so. As I speak right now, Marvelous, every minute in the world, 250 babies are born. And most of these babies are born in the developing countries, and that includes Zimbabwe. That means in Zimbabwe, we really have to, the SADC region as a whole, we must concentrate a lot on controlling the human population because the demand for goods and services from the environment will double in the next 50 years. And I will give you a very...
If I may just come in there, Professor, and just say that the United Nations, is their theme is talking about plastic and end use of plastic now. But we heard from one of our guests saying that might not be applicable to Africa. What do you say?
Right. I didn't get much because the line is breaking. Marvelous, can you come again on that one so that
tinoona kuti sangano re United Nations Paris riri kutarisa iro kuti riri kuda kuti papedzwe kushandiswa kwemaplastiki, vachiti maplastiki ndo ari kunyanya kukonzera mashatiro ekunze Paris zvino. Asi vamwe vanyarikani vedu vatinawo vari kuti kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika kuAfrica nyaya yemaplastiki haina kunyanyo kosha pane zvimwe zvakadai se mining isiri pamutemo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Imi munoti chii?
You are quite right. This is why I was diverting a bit from the issue of plastics and so on, because what is fundamentally important for us today are land cover changes that are, you know, being imposed by greater demand for goods and services on the environment. I'm talking about, for instance, the Sala River Basin. The issue of plastics in Zimbabwe are not that much of an issue because we are using less in terms of the plastic material. If you look at our population in rural areas, they are surviving on agriculture. They are using the environment to eke out a living from small-scale agriculture. And this agriculture is causing unprecedented filtration of rivers. The Southern River Basin has, you know, if you want to think about it, It has disappeared, really, that river basin. I come from Manicaland myself, and I used to have cattle there.
Yes.
The river basin is no more because it is highly silted with sediments to a large extent. And, this problem has no connectivity whatsoever with plastic materials that the developed world is talking about.
Thank you so much, Professor. Unfortunately, we have to limit because we have three guests. We're still waiting for Poshi Andongwe from Chimanimani, because we wanted to find out exactly how the people in Chimanimani are coping. She lives in Chimanimani, and we are still trying to get her and to get also a few callers to call in and just weigh in. But we really thank those that are with us at the moment, and I will come back to you, Mr. Tapua Nachi. Manzwa shanga zviri kutaurwa namzvina fundo masaka munoti chi Mr. Nachi.
Yeah. Thanks to my learned professor and Mr. Mpumi. You see, Nazela, every time we have got a world crisis, we always come up with some theories and something to blame. And right now we are talking of plastic. When you look at plastic production, it's about multi-billion-dollar business that we are talking about. And I think there are also alternatives to replace plastic. So I don't think we need to be discussing this on the world stage. What we'll be discussing about is probably the production of plastic. How do we limit the production of plastic and produce something that is biodegradable? So personally, I feel plastic is not...
Thank you. Let me just quickly take our guest from Chimanimani. Hello, Mushare Poshia Ndongwe Makadigo. I want to reward in the Faracha Izo, Kutimakwansa Pindam Churunga, Mugatisan and Guru, Kutikwaka Mira say, Quachimani Mani, Tunonakuti, Mimuno Shanda, Neva Navakawa and Kovachi, will when a dam was recyclone Idai.
Ichokani, Puno Kuruya, Nakash, Nakawi, Rani, Dambuzguiri. My Sandy Latinoita, Inno Shandam organization, known to MTC. Iripane dziwa kuchimanimani. Mashandira tunoita pakubatsira vana ava tikuvabatsira nekuvaunganidza vachiwana vanhu vekukurukura navo vatinoti mavecounseling tinovaitisa futi mamentorship pavanenge vachidzidziswa vana ava vamwe vamwe vakasara vasisina vabereki zvekuti zvakawanda vanotiti vasikana kunyanya ndo vatiri kubvisa navo vakapinda mudambudziko rekuti vai vasara vanasikana vasisina vabereki vava kungorodzwa vachiri vana vadiki saka vanenge vasisina vanovabatsira pakugara ugaro hwakanaka saka taiva vanopiwa counseling vanopiwa mentorship pane maprograms akaita semaeducational scholarship.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We got our guest there right at the end of our program. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.